Hey, everybody. It is so good to talk to you. I'm so excited. It's kind of a weird situation. I'm actually away from Funnel Hacking Live due to the crazy stuff that's going on. But the best part is I have the opportunity of being here with my wife. And I thought of all the people you guys need to hear from is her. And I'm so, so excited to have her because first and foremost, she is my wife. But the most important part is she has been just crushing it. And that's the part you guys are going to be super, super excited to hear about. Is how she's built a business from scratch, what she's doing, and how all this is going to work. So hold tight right here. You'll have our normal intro, and then we'll dive right in.
Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Everyone, this is Carrie Woodward. I am so excited to have her here. We actually are in, this is the day before Funnel Hacking Live, just due to the whole cancer stuff and things I'm halfway through on our, what was it?
Hit it today. Yeah, halfway through the mark of the chemo and the radiation treatments combined.
So halfway through the radiation piece for sure. But with all that said, I wanted to make sure that I introduced her to you. So you understand what she's doing. I think a lot of times people sit back on the sides and they think, oh, yeah, but it's easy for her and just because of me. And I want to make sure you guys understand they have been busting it. They've been working so hard. They've done everything. In fact, I'm actually going to have her introduce the company and talk about what she's doing. So, Princess, I'll let you take it away.
Okay. So I have to tell the background of our story first, because that's how it came to be. When I was in college, I actually declared my degree as interior design. And I went at it for a couple years, and it just wasn't teaching me the business side of it. And so I ended up changing my degree, declaring it as exercise physiology, and graduating with that. Well, years down the road, I had the opportunity to move to this place called Boise, Idaho, because of this company that my husband was building at the time, which turned out to be one of the greatest blessings to us in so many ways. One of them being because when we came here, we built a home, and it was an opportunity for me to be able to jump in back into that interior design side that I loved so much. And we went with a particular builder because of the designer that they had. And her name is Angie. And she is, we ended up spending a lot of time together, which is kind of ironic because of what Dave and I are going through right now. At the time, she was diagnosed with cancer. So I hardly even knew who she was. And she was having to drive back and forth to Utah to have these treatments done, which is about a 5.5 hour drive. Well, one time she didn't have anyone to take her. So I volunteered to drive her down there, just not really even knowing her very well, other than spending a couple sessions together with our design. During that time, she was also going through a divorce. And she was in this moment where she's like, I can't keep going at this pace. And I can't do this. I can't keep moving and working full time. And I said, have you ever thought about doing like teaching other people how to turn their passion for design into a business? And she's like, what? Like what? Like, no, I don't even know how to do that. And I go, well, and I had just spent the last 20 years in the fitness industry where I had created an online program and I knew how to do it. And so I told her, I go, you know what? I know how to do it. I can show you how to do it. And she said, well, okay, like I'll do it if you do it with me. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, like I don't know how to do interior design side of it. I know how to do the business side of it, but I've always loved interior design and I've always had a passion for interior design. And I thought if I could turn it into a business, like if I could actually do that, that would be amazing. So it was this perfect marriage of me understanding the marketing side, me always wanting to be an interior designer, and her, she spent 15 years, she had a degree in social work. And she spent 15 years trying to figure out how to become an interior designer. And with that, she has multiple parade homes under her belt, all by just all being self-taught. Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome. I think that's the part that's been so fun, is to see both sides of you having different experiences, but the two experiences that the business needed together. And I think it's so amazing to see all that you guys have been doing. I know you guys ended up going out to Funnel Hacking Live last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah, and that was the turning point for us. Yeah, I actually invited her to come to that because I said, you know what, if we're going to do this, I need you to be exposed to what the online side of it is, because that was our goal, right? Like, we wanted to get out of having to spend hours upon hours upon hours actually being interior designers, and how could we turn around and teach other people how to do this? Well, we needed to be able to reach a mass of people, and so I had her read the whole the whole series, right? The trilogy, all the books. So we read them together, and I pointed out things to her because, of course, like, it's like a Bible that sits on her shelf, right? We make all of our kids read it. And so I, so we went through it together, and we started building the story about how do we create this vehicle, right? This vehicle where people just like us who have always wanted to have an interior design business, but didn't know how to do it. Because we have the Joanna Gaines in the world. Have you guys ever heard of her? Of course you have. The Shay McGee's of the world. Have you ever heard of her? Of course you had. The Nate Berkus of the world. Like, he's another person who owns a Target launch. These are all people who are self-taught interior designers, who are world-renowned interior designers, who are self-taught. So it doesn't denounce all of those who have interior design degrees, because we validate those. And we actually have a ton of ladies in our group who are interior designers who have interior design degrees. But the problem is, guess what? When you graduate from college, they're not standing there with a piece of paper saying, here's your experience and here's a job for you. And that's the part that nobody knows how to do. So we created this program of all these step-by-step processes and procedures and this community that teaches people how to actually start an interior design business, how to actually go from step one all the way to the end of the contracts, of how to find your contractors, how to create the design, how to do all of those things, how to find the client, how to market yourself, and then at the end, how to be able to finish the project.
I love it. And it's so exciting just to see the success that you guys are having. I'm kind of curious, what are some of the obviously, first and foremost, if you guys want to get the three books that she was referring to, it's trafficsecrets.com. You can go ahead and get all three books. Actually, there's a fourth bonus there. So go to trafficsecrets.com. But as I was listening to that, obviously you've got Angie who's going, well, what exactly do I do? And it's new to her. Mm-hmm. And for my wife, for my princess here, for her, she's been dying to get into this business, is doing so well with Angie. So tell me, how do you actually get people? How do you find people? I mean, what are you doing traffic? Are you doing paid ads? Or what are the things that you're doing that's really working?
Yeah, so we actually went after all of it. Whatever, like, Russell has told us to do, like, we went after it. So summits. We created challenges, and we also did Facebook ads. We started our first jab at it where we went after a summit, which that was so successful, and that really, really, really got us out of the gate, just sprinting. So we went after a few people that we knew on social media and just reached out to them and told them what we were doing. People who were in the interior design world. And we asked them, hey, would you mind sharing your story, your success secrets of how you started your interior design business from scratch? And then we had them promote it to all their audiences. And we recorded a video of us interviewing them. We got 25 ladies to do this for us.
25?
25.
Oh my God.
You guys, this is a no-brainer. It was so easy. So we got 25 ladies that we interviewed, and then they promoted to their own lists. Because if they promoted to their own list, then they also got a kickback, an affiliate commission, of anything that we sold. So, of course, to them, it was a no-brainer. Well, all these ladies went crazy promoting it. And then on top of it, all of the ladies within the communities went crazy because they've always wanted to, they have a love and passion for design. Like, all of these women, they're following them. That's why they follow them. So they wanted to learn how to do it. So at the end of it, they got to watch for 3 days, 25 speakers. And these are speakers that every single one of them admire. So they all promoted it like crazy. So they show up for this event. And on the fourth day is when Angie and I taught our success story. And we taught our webinar. And when we taught that, then that's how we brought them into our course. And our course is what teaches them. It's a community. It's a 6-week program, and it teaches them all the step-by-step processes and procedures of how to start an interior design business from scratch.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
The other thing that we did was, that we've been doing regularly, is that we continue to promote our summit. We actually did a second one, and we promote those two summits. And then we also do continually we started doing just every single week using Facebook ads. So we hired Chandler to come on with us full time and partner with us. And he builds all of our funnels. He builds all of our web pages. He does all of our traffic for us, all of our marketing for us. Because we realized, and that's something that you guys teach so much, is that you have to figure out what's your missing link for you to grow, right? And then you have to find that person who can fill that for you. And that's who Chandler was. He fulfilled that for us. And so he takes care of all of that and driving traffic to us for people to find out who we are.
So Chandler's our son. He's our oldest son. And it's really exciting because he had had the opportunity of working for ClickFunnels for a while. And then they had the opportunity of becoming a partner with Carrie and Angie and is doing all the traffic. So what is some of the stuff that he's specializing in the most right now?
Mostly the big thing is finding the niche of who our attractive character is, who our avatar is. That's been huge, huge for us. So he does a lot of research on that. He also does a lot with our numbers, trying to find out the best way to be able to attract them to get us to our webinar. And then when he gets them to our webinar, finding out what is working in our webinar, what's not working in our webinar. So he goes through and he changes things and he finds out when people are dropping off, when they're staying on, what our conversion rates are to make sure that's the most successful to it. He also writes all of our sequence emails for us to get people to continue to follow up. So because of all this marketing that he does for us, we've got this huge list of emails now. I think we're up to 25,000 emails that we have. And so he continues to market to them. So he goes back and markets our summit. He goes back and markets any offers that we have. He continues to market any offers that we have on our program and our courses when we add additional things to it. We're getting ready to offer a remodel course to our program. And so he's been spending a lot of time creating that next presentation for us so that we can present that to our group. We're going to do that for an entire week where we let the people within our group and our email list come and watch us do this live. And then at the end of it, we're going to sell them on a 10-week coaching program. And he's the one who is creating all of that for us, which is really, really awesome.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited just to kind of see where you guys are at, where you're going. What's the next thing? I know next month you've got a major event coming up. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so we do retreats. We call them retreats. It's called a market retreat. So one of the big tools that you can use as an interior designer is learning how to set up your wholesale accounts. Setting up your wholesale account allows you to set up a trade account with these companies so that you can purchase things at wholesale. This is where all the big box stores go and buy their furniture. You cannot go in there. You buy decor, rugs, accessories, art, anything you can think of for the home in this place. They happen a couple times a year. You can only enter into this place if you're a buyer or if you are with a buyer. And you purchase those things and turn it around and sell it to your client. So it's such an amazing tool. Like, for example, if you went to a company, you can get 5 to 20% back as a designer when you sell their furniture, which your customers are always asking once you design their house. Okay, can you help me with furnishings? They always ask you that. So this is an additional service you can offer them. So you can get that 5 to 20% kickback, which would be if you did a $10,000 order, which is normal, about $450. Well, if you learn how to set up your trade accounts and master that, you can make $4,500, $4,500. So just teaching these ladies that simple trick, and designers are taking over the furniture market. The first quarter of this year, we took over 40% of the furniture market. So these companies know that, but they don't want to work with the designers because they don't want to train them. So they found out Angie and I were doing this, and now all these companies are coming at us saying, hey, will you teach these designers that are coming in how to do this? So we created a high-ticket event where they can come in and spend 3 days with us. We go to High Point, North Carolina, and we go to Las Vegas. We do it 4 times a year. It's a high-ticket event, and they come and they spend 3 days with us. We are together all day long, hands-on, teaching them everything they need to know about setting up their trade accounts and wholesaling, and then implementing that back into how do you create your design projects around it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I love seeing the success you guys are having so fast. I mean, I think we just hit the first year.
Yeah.
First year.
Yeah, first year is so crazy.
Oh, my
gosh. And I think the thing about that is that people need to know because, you know, obviously I've watched as as a couple, we've done this like several times, right? With entrepreneur and building companies and doing that type of thing. So I know that it's hard. And I think that's like the biggest message if I could give to people is that this was like an idea that Angie and I had. And then we had to figure out, okay, this is an idea. Like, what are we going to, what is it going to be? Like, what's the idea going to be? And then you, you find out what the idea is, and then you have to continue to evolve it because you don't know what the market really wants. And then all of a sudden you have this program, and then the program continues to evolve because again, you see what the market wants, and it takes time and it's hard. And there's so many times when, you know, her and I both were like, okay, wait a second, this is too much work. This is really hard. And then all of a sudden we hit our year mark and we look at it. And even today, you know, Angie's at Funnel Hacking Live and she's taken a group of our ladies there, which has been amazing. And I'm so bummed.
Wish I was there.
I'm so bummed that you and I can't be there, but we're going to be there virtually. We are there virtually. But I think that's the thing is that you come up with a dream, you come up with an idea, and you have to stick with it. And you have to also be open to what comes in front of you as far as opportunities and ideas that it can continually evolve and change. And don't get so stuck on, one, I have to do it myself. Two, it has to be done perfectly. And three, most importantly, that it's going to happen overnight, because it's not. And these people who have been successful at things that I've watched, I've seen, I know that they've worked hard, and yeah, that's why they're where they're at. And they continue to learn and continue to be open to learning.
Oh man, I love the success, but I love the fact of what the two of you guys are really doing to get this thing moving and how much success you're having. For those people who are listening who are going, how do you actually do that? Would you recommend anything? What would it be?
Well, I think in order to start a business.
Yeah. Or to grow their business. They've got an idea. They've got something they want to do. They're just trying to figure things out. And like, gosh, I'd love to kind of go, you know, a lot of people might be listening here going, I've got a full-time job, but I'd love to go do something else. Or people who have started a business and may not be working as well. Or those people who are having success and want to take to the next level. What type of advice would you give them?
I think for one, don't get caught up in thinking that someone else is doing something like you. Because yours is always going to be different in some way. The other part of it is if it is something different, you know, when we jumped into this, we couldn't find anyone who was doing exactly what we were doing. And so that concerned us, you know? I think if you see a need, then there's a need for it out in the market. And, yeah, and that's the biggest thing. And that's where Angie and our stories came from. You know, she had a need because here she was. The reason she jumped into this business was because she found herself a single mom of five babies, and she had to figure out how she was going to support them. So she always wanted to do interior design, and she couldn't go back to school.
Yeah.
She couldn't afford it, nor did she have the time. So she walked into a builder and she figured it out. And that's what drove her that. You know, my story was a little bit different where I moved from a place I lived for 20 years. We moved to Boise, Idaho, and I moved out here with half of my kids. And it was that time where my kids at home, that it was just changing. And I needed that thing in my life where I wanted to have something. And I think that's something that's really relatable to so many people too, with building businesses and doing that sort of thing. And so if you have something that you know that there's a need, because there was a need for myself, there was a need for Angie. And because of those two needs, our stories relate to so many other women out there. So whatever your story is of why you're creating that product, why you're creating that business, there's a need that you see. So someone else is going to see it. Now you have to figure out how you're going to deliver that to them to connect with them. And I think that's the thing that I always, it blows Angie and I away, is that we have so many women who get onto our webinars, they jump into our program, and they start bawling and they say, you know, I was praying to God and your thing came up online and there it was. And I think if you can understand that like, if you feel like there's a need for something, isn't it kind of cool to think that maybe I feel there's a need for something because it's something that I'm supposed to do? I mean, how powerful is that?
That is so powerful. And I think all of us want to kind of feel like what I'm doing actually matters. Mm-hmm. And feeling that power is so exciting for people. I love that. Well, I know that as you take a look at the next steps, where are you taking the business? What's going to be the next things for you? And what would you recommend other people to do?
So our next thing, well, for one, find your lane. I think that's the biggest thing, because that was what was so overwhelming for us when we first jumped in, is we thought, oh, should we do a summit? Should we do the webinar? Should we do challenges? Should we do, you know, what a coaching program? Like, we didn't know like what we should jump into. And so just try one. Go after one and grab it. And then it just evolves from that. And that's why we went after the summit one first, was because it just seemed like it made the most sense. We didn't have to dump a bunch of money into it. And it just seemed something that felt a little bit more easier for the direction that we were going. Yours might be a challenge. It might be an event. You know, you'll know that by whatever type of product that you're trying to create. But you're the only one who knows what that is and can answer that. And I think that's a big one. For us, our next thing that we're doing is we're going after the 10-week coaching program, where we're doing a 4 weeks that they get to watch us do the next course live. And at the end of it, they can join. It's our high ticket item where we're going to do for 10 weeks, they can do our coaching program where we deep dive even more into a remodel where they get hands on with it.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
So exciting. Well, I know that right now is Funnel Hacking Live, and I know that a lot of people are going, well, I'm there, or maybe I'm not there. One of the things you're going to see happen real quick here, and that is, Russell always comes up with a surprise. He always comes up with something real fast, real quick. And if I were you, I'd probably go to funnelhackinglive.com and just take a look at it. There's usually a super, super inexpensive way of getting there to next year's Funnel Hacking Live. We're going to be there for sure.
Yes, we are.
And I'm assuming by then my wife's business will be even bigger than it is right now. I'm so excited to see how many people will be there with you next year, hopefully.
And your health is going to be perfect.
It is. Well, if people want to get a hold of you, sweetie, what's the best way? How do they reach out, get a hold of you, your business? What would be the place? How would you recommend, or where would you want it to go?
Yeah, you can go to sweetvalleyav.com, or you can go to our Instagram site, where if you go into our profile and it shows all of the things that we offer, as well as the links to our website as well. And our Instagram handle is Sweet Valley Ave.
And Sweet Valley Ave is SweetValleyAve. AVE. So
yes.
Sweet Valley Ave. That's where you want to go. Take a look, check it out. What will be some of the things they'll see there?
Oh, they will see our design projects. They see the things that we're currently working on. We do design, and we have that way we can show hands-on what it is that we're doing. And then you can also see all the tips and the tricks that we teach other designers that we do along the design process, which is really fun.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Princess, thank you so much for taking time today.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see all of you guys next year, hopefully, at Funnel Hacking Live. And most importantly right now, again, go to sweetvalleyav.com or on Instagram at sweetvalleyav.
Yep, come hang out with us. We'd love to get to know you.
See ya. Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're going to get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA and you can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.